Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, my guest, Mafalda Boria, co-founder and CEO of Sustainable First, will help us understand why sustainable tourism is so important. Mafalda has over 20 years experience in the media industry, working across destination and cultural tourism, and also with deep insight in travel technology. Good afternoon and welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I have the privilege to be joined by the co-founder and CEO of Sustainable First, Mafalda Boria. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So tell us about Sustainable First. What is it about?
So sustainablefirst.com is a platform that I've co-founded with Bernard, who you know, Bernard Metzger, who's based in Thailand. And it was created out of a need of one place online, of a platform, where we could share positive sustainable tourism stories. So the idea behind the website, it's literally to have a hub of sustainable tourism destinations. They may be hotels, accommodations, or countries that are truly sustainable. And the idea is to focus on those and to profile them as editorial content, as well as to include sustainable tourism related news items. And this was created because Bernard and I realized that there wasn't a platform that we could find that was doing it already. And we're doing that, and then we're linking those profiles of accommodations, hotels, and destinations with the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals that were set by the UN as goals to hit by 2030, ideally. and that's pretty much it.
Okay, good. Again, what is sustainable tourism in itself, if you can expound on that a bit? Because people have heard about sustainable tourism, but if you can help us understand sustainable tourism in general.
Absolutely. So when we started this, we thought, who gets to be profiled on Sustainable First, and how do we define what's sustainable from what's not? And we really wanted to stay away from greenwashing as much as possible. So we didn't want to profile a hotel or a lodge or a resort just because they didn't use plastic single-use straws, let's say. So that wouldn't be enough to make them sustainable. So what we've done is we've partnered with the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, which you're for sure familiar with, and they have created a criteria that they built with the UN Tourism Agency, the UNWTO, and with other UN agencies, and they've basically defined the criteria of what makes a hotel or an accommodation or a business sustainable. Truly sustainable. Exactly. So we've partnered with them, and what we're focusing on is on profiling these destinations, accommodations, etc., that have been certified by one of the agencies that works with the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, and that has awarded that business a sustainable package. Yeah.
Okay.
So that way we avoid greenwashing and we stick to a specific criteria.
Now, if we go further, I want to ask you that, why is sustainable tourism so important even now? Why is it so important now?
I mean, you know, we met through the UN World Tourism Organization, and we have been following very closely and been involved in the recovery post-COVID work that they've been doing. Now it's a very important time because it's there's been a reset, if I may call it so. There's been a reset in the industry where people are going to have a chance to think twice before they book that next holiday once they're able to travel, obviously. And it has finally, the sense of sustainability of people has started to trickle down to other areas of their life and has passed beyond the plastic straw or the punishment of going to the supermarket if they don't bring their own bag and they have to pay 5 cents to buy a plastic bag. People have a new sense of guilt and of awareness of sustainability that has finally started to trickle down to other areas of their life. And now in this post-COVID era that we hope to get into very soon, we're hoping that there'll be this reset and that people will be more focused on more sustainable experiences that leave lower carbon footprint behind. And that's why I think that it is the moment for sustainable tourism to thrive and to become more mainstream, let's say.
Okay. Now, your tagline is showcasing excellence in sustainable tourism. Apart from what you're doing, how do establishments and entities, okay, portray or their action tell how they are making the sector a positive driver for change in terms of tourism?
I mean, this is in my opinion, right? We showcase excellence, and in the sense that if you go to our website, to sustainablefirst.com, and you go on to destinations, you already have quite a few examples of hotels and destinations that are doing incredible work in this environment, in this world of sustainable tourism. But I think that this tourism-related businesses. And at the moment, we have started with tourism as an industry, and hopefully, ultimately, our idea will be to then expand to other industries. But at the moment, tourism is our focus. But tourism-related businesses have so much power in their community. And as you know, and as your audience knows, a hotel has, for example, has such a huge domino effect in the community where it's that's around it, not just for farming and for food, for employment, for possibility for education. I mean, that there's so many. It's the roots of a hotel, how it expands in the local community is so immense that the management of a hotel has so much power in the effect that it has on the local community. And I think that's the power for change. And I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but that's how I think that they can help.
Okay, you recently signed, a couple of weeks ago, you signed an agreement with the United Nations, for the UNR 75. What is it about? What will Sustainable Fest be doing for them?
So, as I mentioned before, we tie these sustainable stories that we feature on the website, we tie them with the UN Sustainable Development Goals, and we use them as guidance along with the GSTC criteria. And the UN are this year celebrating their 75th anniversary, and what the Secretary General decided to celebrate this massive anniversary as a party or as an event, he's decided to launch what has become the world's most diverse and global conversation, where they've created this 1-minute survey where people can define which goals and which priorities the UN should focus on for the next 25 years until they hit their 100th anniversary. And the partnership with them is to help them reach as many people as possible, and their aim is to reach as many industries as possible as well, and people from as many diverse backgrounds as possible, and we're helping them with our audience. And we had quite a few hundred people that have submitted this anonymous survey. And if you go to sustainabletourism.com, you can see different links throughout the website on banners to this survey. And the results of this global survey will be all rolled up into a report to be presented to world leaders in September. And then by the end of this year, there'll be another report that will be presented again in January, which the UN will then stick to and will incorporate into the strategy for the next 25 years.
In wrapping up our conversation, what do you tell people who don't know what their actions contribute to, either degrading the environment or do not promote sustainable excellence?
You know, nowadays with internet, there's so many tools, and there's, you know, if you have a hotel or if you have a tourism related business and you want to be more involved with sustainability, there's so many ways of learning and just Googling and looking for more information on how you can become better and have a smaller impact on the world in terms of carbon footprint, etc. I think that online there's a lot of tools that people can use. Like I mentioned before, the Global Sustainable Tourism Council is one of them that offers a lot of guidance, and it's easy to subscribe to newsletters and to learn more. One thing that I wanted to say before we finish is that if you are working with a hotel or with a destination that is doing incredible, that is trying to be more sustainable, or that if you're doing something interesting in this world of sustainable tourism, please go to our website, go to the bottom of it, and on the footer, you can submit your project and tell us more about it, because we'd love to hear about you. And again, we'd like to feature as many positive sustainable tourism stories as possible. So help us find that content and help us find that story.
Now, yes, I said it was my last question, but let me come back to this. People say that sustainability in itself is also an expensive adventure, you know, and I don't know what you can say to that.
Well, I think that, and unfortunately, I agree. I think that the initial cost is, initially there is a cost to make a change, to adapt your system, either if it is with garbage disposal or whatever changes you need to do in your business to become more sustainable, there will ultimately be some costs associated to it. But once that cost, that initial cost is out of the way, and you are already more sustainable in the long run, it will pay off. And I think that it is an investment that businesses need to do. And this is before governments start to have tighter regulations, which hopefully one day will be in motion. You want to be ahead of that curve, and you want to reassure your customers and the businesses that you deal with. You want to reassure them that you are doing something towards being more sustainable, because that's the direction the world is going in. So, as I was saying, I agree that initially there probably be some costs attached, but again, in the long run, it pays off.
Afala Boria, thank you for your time, for joining us on the Via Tourism Podcast.
Thank you for having me once again.